Jim Adamson is here. Jim, you have been not necessarily the director every time, but you've been director in the past, and you're kind of the media man for this year's Cherokee Jazz and Blues Festival. It's the 15th festival, but not 15th annual, or 15 years, but not necessarily in a row. Tell us about the history.
Thank you so much, Steve, and thank you for this opportunity to talk with you about our festival. It started in January of 1992, and was again in 1993, and then there was an interval until January of 2003, where we picked it up again. And it's been each year since 2003, and fortunately it's on the same number as the year, so the 15th is 2015.
Okay, well, that makes sense, I guess. So there was a 10-year kind of interval where you had to think things through and reconsider ideas.
And we missed it so much, we found a way to bring it back.
Okay, now this happens, it's a kind of a tricky time because we're in Cherokee, Iowa, and it's January and it's cold. And a lot of bands aren't even touring because they're kind of home for Christmas break and things like that.
Yeah, they ask us if we're really serious, and we are. You know, R.J. Baker started with the idea that there's not going to be a lot of competition. There's not a lot of other things going on during that time, so the chance is good that you hold an event, there won't be a lot of other events that'll take away your audience. That was one of the reasons for doing it. Mostly it was the idea, let's bring wonderful jazz and blues music to Northwest Iowa in January.
And people are kind of starved for something to do, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you also do this, you start out kind of in the schools, is that right?
It's true. The Cherokee Middle School will be the site for a music clinic that has become a regular portion of our festival each year. We have Jim Oates and his colleagues from Central Iowa. They provide professional music education to area high school students and their band directors. And it's basically for the students and band directors in the morning and afternoon on Friday. So that's the educational component of our festival, and then Friday evening we begin the entertainment portion.
Now, is that sort of a, like a jazz-based kind of, like jazz bands will be involved in that?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then, now the entertainment portion begins on that Friday evening, which will be this Friday, the 16th, and talk about the stuff that happens. There's all kinds of things, all kinds of performances happening, different venues and things like that.
It's true, it's referred to as a pub crawl, and we got that from the term used in Kansas City, where they'd have musical events at different venues, and the audience would walk from place to place. So we do the same thing in Cherokee. So the early shift pub crawl event will be from 6 to 9 o'clock p.m. at the Copper Cup Coffee Shop on West Main Street in Cherokee.
That's the beginning part of the destination.
Yes.
And then you crawl.
Yeah,
you
go just a block east, you know, and for example, the early shift is from 6 to 9. It's the only music going on at that time. Then at 9 o'clock, from 9 to midnight, we have other pub crawl events on Friday at a place called the Brightside Lounge, where Katie Guillen and the girls will be performing from Kansas City, a blues trio. Across the street at the Gasthaus will be Chad Elliott, folk rock singer, songwriter, poet, sculptor. And at the Gathering Place will be Jimmy Davis and friends doing Daylight Again, a tribute to Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And that's the main event, or pub crawl from 9 to midnight.
Okay. And then what happens during the day on Saturday? Is there stuff going on during
the day? Yes, sir. In the afternoon, again at the Gathering Place in Cherokee, there will be a jam session from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. It will be hosted by Johnny Bolin and friends from Sioux City. I'm trying to remember who all he's got. Sam Irish and two other musicians will be with him. They host the event, and then we follow the format that they did in Kansas City, where the musicians come in. The musicians are admitted for free. Mm-hmm. Other people pay $10 to get in. And the musicians bring along their instrument of choice, and then they sign up on a sheet. I'm so-and-so. I'm Steve Smith from KWIT, and I play the horn. So eventually they'll get to the point where your name comes up, and they'll say, Steve, come on up, bring your horn.
Sort of like karaoke, except with instruments.
It's real, yeah. You'll be doing the real
and
music.
Real musicians.
Yeah.
So that's all happening. Where's the pub crawl, or where's the
jam session? Is at the Gathering Place, 207 West Main Street, downtown Cherokee, and it's the only music as part of our festival that's going on in the afternoon from 1 to 4 o'clock on Saturday.
And then that brings us to, what, Saturday evening?
Yes, and Saturday evening there are two special events. One, of course, will be the Saturday evening pub crawl later from 9 to midnight. But just before then, out at the Western Iowa Tech Satellite in Cherokee, there'll be the big band, Swing Music, by this man whose name is Tom Steinkonig.
Okay.
Sentimental swing, big band, swing music, you know. Mm-hmm. It'll be music for dancing.
Okay.
And beautiful music, swing band music of the many years ago. It's always good to hear. And it's a popular event and for dancing, and you get to see people who've been dancing together for years, and they really know how to dance.
And people so dress up in ball gowns and stuff like that?
Well, not exactly, but they're dressed up nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then the Saturday night pub crawl wraps things up?
It does. The final event will be the Saturday night pub crawl, and at the gathering place, again, will be Sina Earhart.
Okay.
Really outstanding young lady, blues singer, and she plays in a band, and her father is in, I think he plays bass guitar also in the band with her. And she'll be at the gathering place, and then over at the VFW in Cherokee will be Jim Suler, the guitar player, who has, I guess, been a regular performer with a guy named George, is it George Thorogood?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Mr. Suler is pretty highly regarded, I believe.
So Jim is part of the Destroyers then?
Is he?
Yeah. George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Thank you. I'm pretty ignorant on that. I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine.
I just appreciate the work that my friend Mark Buschkamp has done to recruit and find these people and bring them to Cherokee. He's the guy. He's the reason we're getting these people. And then finally at a new bar, a new venue called Loft 101, we'll have Harper and Midwest Kind.
Okay.
Harper's a young man from Australia.
Mm-hmm. And he's one of the only blues didgeridoo players. Maybe the only blues didgeridoo
I would
player.
Say, yeah, he might be one of a kind.
Maybe there are a dime a dozen in Australia.
Yeah, who knows once you get there.
Right. Okay, well, a nice lineup and a lot of great activities. It's the Cherokee Jazz and Blues Festival, the 15th Cherokee Jazz and Blues Festival. It all gets underway Friday afternoon, the 16th. And, continues Friday evening. If you have any questions, you can call this telephone number, 712-225-6414. Again, that's 712-225-6414. Been talking to Jim Adamson, who is helping put together the 15th Cherokee Jazz and Blues Festival, Friday through Saturday night, obviously in Cherokee, Iowa. For FM 90, I'm Steve Smith.